I planned to reassure residents, to refocus the police on fighting crime, and to rebuild the morale of the police. And my name is Mark Shelford, and I'm standing to be the Conservative candidate for Police and Crime Commissioner in Avon and Somerset. My overall plan is to keep all residents safe, allowing them to enjoy a quality of life without fear of crime, in particular burglary, drugs, and violence. And in order to do this, I have three parts to my plan. The first is to reassure residents that the police are there for them. And that means boost the visible presence, and that will act as an increased deterrent to crime. Secondly, to make sure that every burglary is investigated and to rebuild the investigation and anti-drug branches within Avon and Somerset. I want all reported crime to be taken seriously, and this includes rural crime, dangerous driving, and antisocial behaviour. And finally, I want to increase recruitment of all the ethnic communities, convincing the parents and particularly the mothers that being a police officer is an excellent profession for their children. The second part of my plan is to refocus the police on fighting crime. And I'm particularly pleased that there is a new Mental Health Act, which I believe is going to go through Parliament in April, that will move a lot of the responsibility for dealing with mental health issues, away from the police as the catch-all, back to the health service and to their agencies. I want to make sure there are no no-go areas within Avon and Somerset. And where crime affects victims, they are looked after by the police. And finally, on drug taking, which pervades everything, within Avon and Somerset, there is to be no such thing as guilt-free drug taking, and I'm very clear on that. The third part of my plan is to rebuild the morale of the police, and this means much better training, particularly leadership and management training, equipment, and I want to reduce the administration for officers so that they can spend time away from the desk and on the streets where they should be. And then finally, I want to improve the terms of service of the special constables, making sure that we can recruit more and that they are similar terms of service to the Army Reserve, where they get paid, they get a bounty annually, and that they also get right training and equipment similar to regular police officers. So those are my three parts of my plan.
Well done, Mark. That's a really comprehensive plan that you've got, and I'm sure that people will be really interested to hear that. Obviously, you've mentioned the fact that you want policing to investigate every single crime in there, particularly burglary. I'm assuming that you'll want to use the increase in police officer numbers to do some of that. Or would you also look to use police staff as well?
Absolutely. And we talked a little bit about investigation branch and making sure that we train officers and put them recruit into the investigation branch so that they can do that and relieve the burden from the neighbourhood police officers and the response police officers in having to form those cases which go to the Crown Prosecution case. Crown Prosecution Service. So yes, I want to use both some of those extra numbers of police officers that we're recruiting, but also make sure that we have a very thorough and comprehensive police staff support to that branch.
That's good to hear, because the police family, of course, includes both officers and staff and volunteers. So that's positive to hear you have plans for staff too. You mentioned in your remarks that there's no such thing as guilt-free drug taking, which is a really interesting point given that there is a focus around cocaine use, on particularly on middle-class cocaine users and the impact that that has. But also there are moves around harm reduction and decriminalisation. So I'm assuming from your remarks you wouldn't support decriminalisation of cannabis, nor things like drug consumption rooms.
No, absolutely. I'm not in favour of those. I will always listen. I will always research to anybody who has good ideas in any area, not just anti-drugs. But I have done a lot of research into this, and I'm absolutely against that, because it is a gateway into other drugs. And particularly the health damage that these drugs do to young people, not least the reproductive processes, that particularly the very, very strong cannabis that's out there at the moment is affecting young people, particularly women. And I'm totally against decriminalisation. And it's also interesting to note that the mayor of Oporto, who was the person who initially decriminalised it, has completely changed his mind and gone back to making sure that drugs within Portugal, for example, are criminal again.
And obviously you mentioned the morale of officers, which is a really important issue in there. How would you seek to improve the morale of police officers? Would that involve more collaboration with perhaps the Police Federation and other staff associations? Do you have any more specific plans around morale and working with the officers?
Yes, and so definitely working with the Federation, working with all the frontline officers, and I've been very privileged to meet a number of frontline police officers who do an amazing job. And the common line is they're frustrated both by the administration that they have to go through, but also by the lack of what they see as leadership and management training of their senior officers. And I want to spend money and time investing in that training for leadership and management. And kitchen equipment, making sure they're looked after. I've been a strong advocate of giving them an early vaccine, to be early on the vaccine program, because that's really important. That they are our most important asset within fighting crime, and we need to look after them.
Absolutely. And you also recognise in there the contribution of the special constabulary involving maybe perhaps a bounty payment to them. How would that work in practice?
Well, I need to work with the Treasury and making sure that they're not hit with a massive tax bill. But the bottom line is I would like to see their terms of service similar nature to the way that the Army Reserves are within the Army. They get an annual bonus if they do the right amount of deployed days and training, and then we would be able to arrange it so they get it just before Christmas, because that's a very useful retention tool, certainly from the Army's perspective.
That's great to hear. Mark, thank you very much for your time today on Bright Ideas. Remember, everybody, if you like Mark's plan for Avon and Somerset and you think it could work elsewhere too particularly, make sure you like this video and share it with other people. Subscribe to these videos so that you get the next policy pitches coming through, and click on the bell so that you get notifications of when they do come through. Mark, again, thank you for joining us on Bright Ideas, and very best of luck for the future.
Matthew, thank you. Thank you for letting me be part of it.